tackle finally brought down the 10-yard line. That's a gain of 10 for number 7, Noah Vaughn of Cass City.
Wow, what a great run there. Looks like Jeremy Velasquez makes the tackle, though.
You know, Dave, when I signed up for this job, I didn't expect this.
No,
this is absolutely great.
You've got to be ready for curveballs.
Yeah, that's right. All right, we're going to jump over to the... No, we're going to stick with the 3rd and 4th graders here. They're now pushing them back to the 25-yard line. They're going to put the maroon team. The maroon team is now on offense. Now, they're out here in complete pads. This is not flag football. This is not two-hand touch. This is full pads, full tackle. The quarterback for the maroon team is number 42. That's Bryce Fernald. He's a 4th grader in Cass City Schools. T formation once again. 3 men in the backfield. Staying on the 25-yard line. It's a handoff to number 29. He's out for the running. He breaks free of the first tackle out to the 20-yard line. That's number 29. Noah Zaleski, also a 4th grader.
Number 51, Travis Fuller, makes a nice tackle.
5-yard gain there for Noah Zaleski. Stand at the 20-yard line. McCall's take a little bit longer here in this division. I'd consider this division 16.
Something like that, yeah.
All right, 42, Fernald under center. 3 men in the backfield. And the handoff to number 4 right up the gap. About a gain of a yard. Aiden Torres, the 3rd grader from Gas City, with the carry. And look at that, even puts the ball back down for the next play. I love the respect here.
Number 5, Devin Conning, made a nice hit there.
I would say so. Coming up to the line, 3 men in the backfield still. And a handoff to number 16, this time around the right end. He has room to run. That's Dustin Neagle, and he has one man to beat at the 5-yard line, breaks free and gets down to the 1-yard line. Are they going to give it to him? Please say yes. Yes, it is a touchdown. Touchdown, Cass City. Number 16, Dustin Neagle, the 4th grader, breaks free around the right end. Touchdown.
What a great piece of running.
That's my best call all night.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
That kid's got some wheels.
Sign him up. And that is going to wrap up both teams here. Big round of applause from the crowd. All 50-plus players out here in the Cass City football program, 3rd and 4th graders and 5th and 6th out here. A little bonus coverage here. Just call us the ESPN minute before halftime ends here. You're tuned at WIW. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the second half. It's Cass City 30. Bad Axe Nothing. Second half coming up.
Fall is a time for football, a time for hunting, a time for back to school. And time for a new phone with the tremendous back-to-school savings at Thumb Cellular.
Yee-hoo!
That's right, it's back-to-school savings at Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Pick up a Samsung Adorn, an LG Samba, or LG Prestige free on only a 1-year contract. Are you ready to step up to a Thumb Cellular smartphone, get an HTC Desire Android smartphone free with just a 1-year agreement, and take advantage of a reduced smartphone data plan, just $20? Many other phone specials are available, and if you sign up now, Thumb Cellular will double your minutes when you upgrade or add a line to your account. And those minutes will be doubled as long as you have a plan. Terms of service apply. Now is the time to upgrade to a Thumb Cellular phone and service from your only locally owned cellular provider, Thumb Cellular. With locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
This is Cindy Cruzy, and at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we're part of the community. We grew up here, independent and locally owned. Thumb National believes in supporting our local athletes, and that's why we're here to remind you to support and attend the local school activities. You can make a difference in a youth's life by supporting those who are involved in athletics and all extracurricular activities. We're Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and 2 locations in Bay City. Where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners,
Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Hi, Derek Holland here from Moore Shoreline in Sebring. This month is Truck Month, and we have the largest Chevy truck inventory in Huron County. You can save over $8,000 on a brand new Chevy truck. If you have a vehicle to trade, drive it in. We will give you a minimum of $3,000 towards a new truck in stock. So come see me, Derek Holland, at Moore Shoreline, where Chevy runs deep.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're tuned to WIW second half action about to begin. 30-0 Cass City with the lead. Bad Axe is going to kick off from their own 40-yard line. That's Labor kicking off left to right across the radio. Now under the lights, and it's an onside kick. Squibb kick out to the 28-yard line. Picked up by number 65. Break free. The first tackle. He has room to run. He's across midfield and brought down to the 42-yard line. That's number 65, and Jacob Perry with about a 30-yard special teams play there.
Number 76, Shane Stokin, makes the tackle there. Bad Axe kind of come out with a little bit of a pooch kick, just a low grounder, one that bounces a lot. Maybe hoping Cass City would kind of, you know, fumble a little bit, keep it out of their return man's hand. Apparently, they have a lot of return men on this side.
They had the hands team out there. Coincidentally, it's the entire team.
They did, yeah.
11:51 left in the second half. Excuse me, in the third quarter. 30-0, Cassidy with a 30-point lead, and the ball at the Bad Axe 42-yard line. First and 10, Hartle under center, T formation. The handoff right up the middle to number 22, Brendan Ricker, the senior tailback. Grinds forward for about 3 or 4 yards. 3 yards, second and 7 coming up.
Number 4, Dylan White, hit him hard.
I'd like to give a shout-out to the old broadcast partner of mine, Ron Lehrman. They were still listening out there, and Ron was a big fan of the fish fries. Always kept his eye out. And in fact, Ron, if you're listening, there's a sloppy Joe dinner at the church just outside of Cass City tonight. So, didn't stop, but we thought of you.
Just wanted to let him know the popcorn does taste good in Cass City.
He told me tonight to tell you no popcorn.
Oh, well, you got to tell me before
I'm sorry,
I hit it.
I should have told you that. This is a handoff to number 1, Bobby Bayette. His first carry of the night, getting up for a yard. Now looking at a 3rd and 6 are the Redhawks.
Number 23, Jared Emmerich, makes the tackle.
10:50 left in the second quarter. Cass City looking at a 3rd and 6 ahead of them at the at the Bad Axe 38-yard line. Wide receiver wide each way. Hartle under center, 2 men in the backfield to the left. Hartle's a handoff to number 26, Przanowski. And he's right at the sticks, close to the first down mark before forward progress is stopped at the 31-yard line. It's going to be close to the first down marker, regardless, it's a gain of 7. Might be short by about a foot or two.
Depending on the spot, that one's going to be very close. Number 56, Josh Geiger, just wouldn't let him get any further.
And so, Przanowski with a 7-yard gain there, falls short by about a half a yard. So, Cassidy's going to be going for it. On 4th and 1 from the 32-yard line. Less than 10 minutes to play in the second quarter. Wide receiver each way. Hartle hands it off to the quick man right up the gap, and he's caught short. He's stuffed by the Bad Axe defense.